And it's one of the unusual events of the Jewish calendar that for approximately the next 3 months, the Parshas HaShavua in Eretz Yisrael is going to be a different Parsha than the Parshas HaShavua in Chutz Laretz. Since this past Shabbos was not Chag HaPesach here in Eretz Yisrael, we read Parshas Achrimos. And in Chutz Laretz, it was Shmini Shel Pesach. So in Chutz Laretz, they won't be reading till Parshas Achrimos until this coming Shabbos. But here in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Parshas Kedoshim, and we're not going to, Chutz Laretz is not going to catch up to Eretz Yisrael until approximately 3 months from now on Parshas Matos Maaseh. So we're going to be continuing with the Eretz Yisrael Parshiyot HaShavua, and therefore I want to talk briefly about Parshas Kedoshim. There is a very strange Medrash Rabbah towards the beginning of this week's Parsha. And the Medrash comments as follows: Kedoshim tihyu, yochol kamoni, you might have thought like me, meaning like the Ribbono Shel Talmud lomar ki kadosh ani, kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem. My kedusha is greater than your kedusha. And you have to ask yourself, what exactly was the Medrash thinking when it asked the question? What was the possible, what we say, hava amina, the possible thought that the Medrash is saying, maybe your kedusha could be like mine? And therefore, the Torah has to tell us that it's not the same. So I saw that Rabbi Avraham Twersky Zatzal quotes from Reb Shlomo of Lutsk, who was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich, the following brief idea. Torah tells us in last week's parasha, in Parshas Achrimos, V'chiper al HaKodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael u'mipishehem l'chol chatosam, V'chein yaseh la'o'el moed, Hashochein itam b'soch tumasam. And Rashi comments, this is in Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Hashochein itam b'soch tumasam, Af al pi sheim tmeim, even though B'nai Yisrael are tmeim, Shechina b'neihem, the Shechina can nevertheless rest amongst B'nai Yisrael. Says of Shlomo of Lutsk, a person might have thought that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immune to corruption, that his Kedusha is not affected by his environment, that HaShochein itam b'soch tumasam, and he remains the same level of Kedusha, Kav Yochel, as it were. So too, B'nai Yisrael, individuals might think that I can venture and dwell in an environment of Tuma and maintain Kedusha. That's what happens with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what the Medrash comes to tell us. Yochol kamoni, you might thought that your Kedusha is unaffected by the environment, just like my Kedusha is unaffected by the environment. Talmud lomar ki kadosh ani, kedushasi lemala mikedushasche. My Kedusha is on a totally different level. The Ribbono Shel Olam's Kedusha is so inherent that it's not affected by the environment. But every human being, his Kedusha is affected by the environment. But it's fascinating to note that it's not just human beings whose Kedusha can be affected by the environment. In the Haggadah, which we recently read, we say, Vayotzeinu Hashem Yimitzrayim, lo al yedei malach, velo al yedei saraf, velo al yedei shaliach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. Shenemar, V'avati b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, v'ikesi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim me'adan v'ad b'ema, u'v'achol Elohei Mitzrayim eseh shvatim, ani Hashem, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo shaliach. So why not? So that Rav Nevinsel asks in his Perush in the Haggadah, says, Taka, did the Ribbono Shel Olam not send a malach, a saraf, a shaliach to take Bnei Yisrael out to be makim makas b'choros? See, he quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh that says that the Tumah of Mitzrayim was so great that even a malach, had he passed over in Mitzrayim, would not have been able to remain in its stature, retain its level of Kedusha. The only one who could go into the Tumah of Mitzrayim and be unaffected was the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So we see that even malachim can be affected by their environment, by the environment they place themselves in. Kavachomer ben benoshel kavachomer doesn't apply to human beings. And we have to be so careful about the environment that we decide to dwell in and that which we expose ourselves to. We're foolish to think that we can expose ourselves to all sorts of tuma, and that it won't affect our own level of Kedusha. There's a fascinating, and I think almost a frightening, Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, and Parshas Toldos. We read that Esav marries two Chiti women. And the Torah tells us, Vatiyena moras ruach liYitzchak ulaRivka. They were a source of bitterness to Yitzchak and to Rivka. But it doesn't say exactly what I just said. It doesn't say they were a source of bitterness, moras ruach, to Yitzchak and Rivka. It says, li Yitzchak ulaRivka. Not li Yitzchak viRivka, li Yitzchak ulaRivka. To Yitzchak and to Rivka. Sort of separating Yitzchak and Rivka. They were a source, they were moras ruach, to li Yitzchak ulaRivka. Why? Says the Medrash, Yitzchak Tchila, Lama li Yitzchak Tchila. First they were Moras Ruach to Yitzchak, and only afterwards to Rivka. Why? Ala Yidei Shahaisa Rivka Bas Komrim, Lo Haisa Makpedas Altinofes Havodazara. Vizal Yidei Shahaya Ben Kedoshim Haya Makped Altinofes Havodazara. Lefichach li Yitzchak Tchila. Yitzchak was first affected by the fact that his daughters-in-law were bringing Avodah Zarah into the house because he was Benan Shel Kedoshim. He grew up in Avram Avinu's house. But Rivka took a while, a little bit longer, for Rivka to be adversely affected by this because she grew up in Besuel's house. Her father was Besuel, her brother was Lavan, and there was Avodah Zarah. So it wasn't something that affected her, shocked her right away. You have to ask yourself a question. How old was Esav when he married these women? The Torah tells us that he was 40 years old. How long was Rivka married before Esav and Yaakov were born? The Torah tells us 20 years. So Rivka had left the environment of Besuel and Lavan 60 years earlier. And according to the Medrash, she was a very young girl when she left. And nevertheless, 60 years later, because she had been exposed to an environment of Avodah Zarah, there was still a lingering effect. Now, don't get me wrong, she was still the great, great, great Rivka Imeinu. But there was something that remained of her exposure to Avodah Zarah even after 60 years. And if that's something that can affect Rivka Imeinu after 60 years, how careful must we all be about exposing ourselves to things that can adversely affect our own personal level of Kedusha. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam is incorruptible. Only he is not affected by his environment. But the rest of us have to be so, so extra careful.